This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. It's time to talk business. Inc. Radio. Real stories, real solutions. Inc. Magazine has the knowledge and experience to help you grow your business and stay ahead of the competition. This is Inc. Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I am blessed to work for one of the best magazines, one of the best media companies in the world, as far as I'm concerned, because the mission is to help people grow their companies, how to make their lives better, how to find that fulfillment that they're looking for. And a lot of times it's through work. What does it say in the good book? By the sweat off your brow shall you earn your bread. So we all have to work. Why not enjoy what we do? I think that's what an entrepreneur is, somebody who goes to work every day. They love what they do. They have decided to do what they do because they're passionate about that thing that they do. So if you're not passionate about that thing that you do, you need to pick up an issue of Inc. Magazine and just noodle through it. You will find a lot of people and a lot of stories of people that have decided, you know what, I'm sick and tired of this dang job. I hate it. I hate what I do. I hate getting up in the morning. I want to do what I love to do, which is fill in the blank. So for a lot of us, it is something we do every day. I do it every day. And again, I'm blessed to work with a great magazine and organization called Inc. And so here's this radio show now that where I get to interview very interesting people. I mean, from the, you know, the CEO of Apple Computers to just a couple of guys that decided to start a film festival in Hollywood, California. Well, that's our first guest, is a couple of guys, one from Washington, D.C., and one from Australia. You'll listen to their voice, and you can tell which one is which in a moment. The film festival is called Flicks for Change. James Hawthorne, co-producer, and Andrew Steele. The festival will be happening in December, and we're going to talk to you about it because if you're a filmmaker and you want to get involved, here's your chance. We'll start out with Andrew Steele. You can determine if he's the Aussie or not by hearing
his voice. G'day,
Cobber. G'day. There he is.
How are you, mate?
Good to see you. I should say talk to you. You and I were together. We were filming a video series that I'm doing with Microsoft called Business and Burgers in Hollywood. And I said, Andrew, why don't you come down and bring James with you and let's meet, let's talk, and let's see how I can help you with this Flicks for Change Film Festival, which is, again, coming up in December, so it's right around the corner. Let's real quick, before I run out of time, maybe you can talk about Flicks for Change and how it was born. And, you know, I mean, you're from Australia. What are you doing here, Andrew?
Good question. Well, I'm an aspiring actor, so I've been here for about 8 months. And, you know, one of the things as an artist that's really important, I find, is giving yourself a deadline, a goal, a project. And so a project that I had, I was doing some self-development work, and I thought, you know, what can I do to reach all these goals? Do some acting, do some producing, write something. Just basically, you have to be the master of your own destiny in this industry, or anyone, really. So I decided to make a film about gun laws, and then some people I were working with, they kind of challenged me to go, okay, what's bigger than that? What's more than that? And so I came up with the idea, let's do a whole festival, which is not just about gun laws or anything, but about social change and about things that are in our society, whether they're talked about or not, but, you know, people having a voice, giving artists a voice and a deadline to work to so that they can come together and also discuss these social issues to try and create a positive social change where we can all benefit and be a part of a discussion.
So then Flicks for Change was born.
And it was born.
And then, So you hooked up with James Hawthorne. James, maybe you could talk a little bit about when you were talking with Andrew Steely, as you guys call each other, and or you call him. Maybe you could talk about when he came to you and said, I'm thinking about doing this film festival, Flicks for Change. What was your first initial thoughts?
Well, I thought it was absolutely nuts. No, I'm
not right.
it sounded like an incredible idea. And, you know, he struck me as somebody who, you know, was highly motivated to do some good, you know, with you know, the art that he was trying to pursue and that he is pursuing. And that's something that is near and dear to my heart. I look at, you know, our jobs, if you will, that we have as actors and producers is not just something that's fulfilling for us, but as an opportunity to make the world a little bit of a better place than it was before we got here. And those are the kind of projects I like to get involved with. And so when he suggested that we work together on this, I was thrilled to come on board and, you know, see how I could lend a hand. And I knew it was going to be an adventure, being that this is the very first time that both of us had ever done anything like this. So, you know, for us, it's very much a leap of faith. And, you know, if you don't like the status quo, then change it. And so we said, you know what, let's create something that gives, you know, artists and filmmakers not just an opportunity to have their artistic voices heard, but also their humanitarian voices heard. So one of the criterion for the festival is that...
All right, hold on. We'll get to the other side of what the criteria is and when it's going to be and how people can get involved on the other side. A couple of entrepreneurs, co-producers of the film festival in Hollywood coming up in December, Flicks for Change. We'll talk more on the other side. This is Ink Radio.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.